You are on the air.
Oh, hi.
All right, and what song would you like to sing today?
I like to sing Memories by Barbra Streisand.
Are you a first-time caller or a long-time listener? What's the deal?
First-time caller. I'm nervous.
First-time caller.
Have you ever sang karaoke before?
I have in a few karaoke bars.
Well, let's give it a try. Here we go.
Maybe you start off with me, and then I can carry it.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Okay.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Misty watercolor memories of the way we were.
Gathered pictures of the smiles we left behind. Hearing you now.
Well, thank you so much.
I can't hear you. Can't hear you now. No. Okay. Well. Okay. Well. Okay. Well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
We are good here at Freak Radio Santa Cruz. This is what anarchy gets you. It's beautiful.
If you'd like to do that. 831-427-3772. And if you don't, I guess we're just going to have to read more Harry Potter. I see you've all... Wait a minute, I can't even get into my Harry Potter on. Wait, okay.
Hi, can we want to bark it for Bush and the Dixie Chicks for telling him where to go? Someone in the studio would bark the Dixie Chicks for us? They're all over in Monterey after they left the Hoover Institute in Charles Schultz, planning the next war, if y'all noticed, Bin Laden's back. So barking for Bush and Ben, the Dixie Chicks.
So
they went out against him. I don't know what their music's about, but I like them girls. Have a great day.
Okay, great. That was cryptic and beautiful. I don't know what barking for Bush would mean, but barking the Dixie Chick for books. Barking the Dixie Chicks. Bark it. Okay. Well, if any of the listeners at home would like to call in and sing a Dixie Chick song, I believe that was a request for karaoke. However, we can bark along. We can bark along as well. If you're nervous, I'm a big ham, and I will sing every song. So back to Harry Potter. If you're reading along, we're on page 100. Gilderoy Lockhart at the bottom of the paragraph. Here we go.
But Miss Hermione Granger knew my secret ambition to rid the world of evil and market my own range of hair care potions. Good girl! In fact...
He flipped her paper over.
Oh, Mox, where is Miss Hermione Granger?
Hermione raised a trembling hand.
Excellent!
Beam Lockhart.
Quite excellent. Take 10 points for Gryffindor.
He rolled up his sleeves, brandishing his wand, and bellowed,
Another caller! One moment, please.
Caller, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
And what song would you like to sing today, sir?
Bread. I like Bread.
What do you like about it?
It's so inspiring and inspired. It's sort of like from the future and from the past. Like, it's the essence of that nostalgic feeling that you never had, you know?
This is Snorty Shorts. Baron Van Vadwapple singing Bread's Baby I'm Gonna Want You. No, we haven't played it yet. There, can you hear that?
No.
Let's sing it together, Brandon.
I bet.
Sing a little
bit. Baby, I'm gonna
want you.
Baby, I'm gonna need you. You're the only one I care about.
That's a bad past girlfriend.
To whose girlfriend?
to the Bad Pioneers, Half a Girlfriend.
Okay.
Matt's trying to, you know, he's trying to set the bar pretty low again.
So you're saying you're dedicating a love song to your best friend's girlfriend?
Well, she's only half his. She's only half his.
Well, I'd say she's more three-quarters yours after that.
Hey!
You should call 427-3772. And if you don't call, that means more Harry Potter, which I think is great too. We're going to continue with some Harry Potter. Here we go.
One, what is Gilderoy Lockhart's favorite color? Two, what is Gilderoy Lockhart's secret ambition? Three, what, in your opinion, is Gilderoy Lockhart's greatest achievement to date?
On and on it went, over three sides of paper, right down to...
54. When is Gilderoy Lockhart's birthday, and what would his ideal gift be?
Half an hour later, Lockhart collected the papers and rifled through them in front of the class. Chut-chut! Hardly any of you remembered my favorite color is lilac! I say so in the year of the Yeti! And a few of you need to read Wanderings with Werewolves more carefully. Hello. So, this is Ricky Shingles. We have another call in karaoke here. I think this rush of phone calls is actually partly due to the fact that you guys want less Harry Potter in your lives.
Now the Harry Potter is awesome.
Thank you. Hello, caller. Would you like to tell the listeners out there who you are and why you're calling?
My name's Lauren. I'm calling from San Jose, California, because I love calling karaoke. And because I was doing some domestic chores today, I was baking some bread and scrubbing some kitchen hardware, and I was thinking about the story Blackbeard, and I came up with this version of a song in honor of that story. I thought I could share it with you guys.
So we've had some technical difficulties today, you brave, brave caller. So you may not actually be able to hear the song, but we'll try our best. And if you don't hear the song, I think it'll sound just as good if you just sing your little heart out.
Yeah, it sounds like your remixes are pretty fly over on that end.
All right.
I'm ready now. Okay.
She makes his bed. She doesn't know just how well to keep him fed. When she was 21, she wore her mother's lace. She said, I do. He thought, I wonder how she'll pay. She does the carpool, PPTA. She fattens up, he wonders, royal, grilled or braised. When she was 29, she delivered number 3. And he prepared with the order from the baby. Everything runs right on time. Years of practice and design. Except her husband lost his mind. He thinks he'll feed her. Dismembered corpses right behind. Safest place you'll ever find. The band. Ancient goddess fury slowly blossoms on her face. When she was 36, she met him at the door. she roared, "You evil bastards! You can't beat us anymore!" In epic combat by the pool. Now she's serving husband's heart in the big fair at the school. Hooray! Everything runs right on time. She is fashion and design. Single life, you thought he'd be her. Now she's quiet.
Tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms.
That's it, everybody. Show's over. I gotta finish this bread when my husband gets home.
That was incredible, caller. I hope you're not done.
That's all I got.
You
got. Like I said, we got a man who wants much bread in his belly. Thank you.
I think you should go on American Idol.
Thank you. Thank you. I had my share of that sort of stuff this weekend. I just wanted to say that your Harry Potter in this is making me horny. I hope you'll keep that up.
We will. We're planning on finishing the chapter, and we have a bunch of callers, but we're putting them on hold, actually. We have about 9 callers in the wait for calling karaoke. But
whoa,
you know
what?
Harry Potter. Let's go.
Yeah. Well done. Well, thanks for having me on the show, Reiki.
Chop, chop. Anybody Harry Potter? Oh, crap. Would you people stop calling?
It appears we have one more karaoke caller here. Oh, caller.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
What would you like to sing?
It's called Lucky Star by Madonna.
Lucky Star by Madonna. We need a few seconds to get your song on the internet.
Okay.
In that time, would you like to tell us your name and where you're calling from?
My name's Linda, and I'm calling right now from Watsonville, but I came here from Fremont because I came to visit a friend of mine here in Watsonville. And then my friend in Santa Cruz, Madison, Gerald called me and said to call the number and request the song to do so she could hear me sing on the radio.
Great. And why did you pick Lucky Star?
Because I like that song. That's one of my songs I do when I'm in drag.
When
you're
Even though
I'm a girl, I'm a folk queen, what they call a folk queen.
Okay, so we're ready for you. This is going to be our last song for the day. You'll have to listen very closely for the Lucky Star. It's going to be kind of quiet on your phone. All right, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
What's your name again?
Linda.
Linda. Linda singing Lucky Star.
And I need your light, and baby, you know, I think I'm done.
We'll tell you when you're done.
Okay.
Keep singing.
This is kind of hard to sing because I'm going to just play my Madonna CD and sing it along, you know?
It's a little, it's a nuance, it's a skill. So
I know.
Well, I think you did an amazing job. Thank you so much for calling in. Now you can tell all your friends you sang on the radio. And this time you won't be lying.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Goodbye, caller.
We want to thank you for tuning in to Amos Haps Electric Chalet this beautiful afternoon. Next week, we have a very special episode of Amos Haps Electric Chalet. Thank you very much.